more?
Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.
I was watching The Project and they had this story about people trying to cross over the New South Wales Victorian border. They're still trying to flesh out what they're actually going to do with that. I think they've got a permit system. If you live sort of in Victoria but you work in New South Wales, you can cross over. And obviously there were a lot of people lining up trying to sort of get to the border so they could be like, okay, I need to cross. It's a new process for a lot of people. And there was a bit of a sort of conversation caught on film from a guy who just crossed the border, and he saw the police and he had a bit of a word to say to them.
You want to get into those people cutting in back there now on the other side of the bridge? It's un-Australian. Inappropriate, and it's egregious. Oh, hello.
And then he's Australian enough to realise that he was being filmed, and he said, oh, sorry, hello. But it got me thinking, like, what does it mean to be un-Australian? So if you're thinking about what it means to be Australian, in my opinion, I could be wrong here, but to be Australian, I think it means to do the right thing. If you say you're going to do something, do it, respect other people, and just be a good person all around. So to be un-Australian is to be the opposite of that, to not do the right thing, to not show respect for other people, and just to not be a good person. It got me thinking of whether I've seen any un-Australian acts going on in my life recently. My brother, who I know listens on the Hit app, he's not from Mount Isa, but he does listen on the Hit app every morning. I called him the other day and he said, sorry, I'm just getting another call from work. I'll call you back. That was on Tuesday. Today's Thursday and I still haven't had a call back.
Un-Australian.
It's un-Australian, mate, and it needs to be called out. 13 12 16 is the number. If you've seen something un-Australian going on in your life or someone's done something un-Australian to you, and you want to air it out right now, give us a call. Hey, Nathan on 13 12 16, what in your life recently has been happening that is just plain
un-Australian?
A friend of mine, I was staying over at their house. He pulls out from the cupboard, having a bit of toast, Marmite.
Marmite?
Un-Australian.
Doesn't even have the classic Vegemite.
Absolutely not. Like, why would you use Marmite? Like, no.
Where is Marmite even kept in the supermarket? Isn't it kept next to the dog food?
Get up with Cam on Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Let's talk about the fact that COVID-19, it's no surprise that I'm going to be talking about this. COVID-19 has taken away a lot of our normal way of life here in Australia. Lots of things we like to do and we'd normally do, say, on a weekend, we can no longer do, whether it's community sport, going to the pub. One thing, though, that a lot of people were upset about having taken away, it was part of their Saturday ritual, just going to Bunnings. And a lot of the time you go to Bunnings and not even need anything, just because of the one reason. When you walk in the door and you can smell the snags cooking, you get excited to go to Bunnings for no reason at all other than to get yourself a Bunnings snag. Now, obviously, because of COVID-19, it was taken away, but my eyes lit up when I read this headline on the internet that said, Bunnings snags may return to Western Australia this month, restoring some normalcy to everybody's lives. Now, I know Western Australia is far away, but the fact that it's returning somewhere in Australia means that surely, the Bunnings snag will return to us here in Mount Isa very, very soon. But I couldn't take that thought for gospel, you know? I needed to find out, so I thought I'd call Bunnings Mount Isa a bit earlier this morning, because what more appropriate time than 6:30 on a Thursday morning to ask about when the Bunnings snag will be returning?
Good morning, Bunnings Mount Isa. Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. My name's Cam. I work for the radio station here in Mount Isa. How are you?
Good, Cam. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I was just calling to inquire on the Bunnings snag here in Mount Isa. Is it going to be coming back soon?
Well, COVID-19 has been on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it is starting towards the end of July.
Right.
I don't know the date, but it is towards the end of July.
So, fantastic news.
Maybe last week, yeah.
Perfect. Thanks heaps for that, Kerry.
No worries.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Looking like the end of July for the Bunnings snag here in Mount Isa. That is going to be fantastic. And all of a sudden, I need to fix something in my backyard.
This is the Hit Breakfast Show with Cam.
League Lounge with Chris.
Here they go. Thanks for coming on again this morning, Chris. It's do or die pretty much for the Broncos for their season, really, isn't it, this week?
It is. This week there's a lot of the bottom-dwelling teams, so it's going to make sure we find out who really is bottom of the table and heading up for a wooden spoon. So if we can't get past the Bulldogs, we are in a lot of trouble. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bulldogs are one of those teams where it's like, oh, they can really pull it out from underneath you at the end if they want to. And the Broncos, I mean, like they're due for a win. I really hope they do get a win this week just to sort of silence a few people.
That's kind of you to say, but you know, we don't need your false sympathy.
Yeah, I guess now I should just rip the Band-Aid off, shouldn't I? I hope you lose.
Very good.
It's going to be awesome. But obviously, we can't avoid this for too much longer. My Sydney Roosters are taking on the home team here in the Isa, the North Queensland Cowboys. Honestly, I think I don't think the Cowboys stand too much of a chance, to be honest.
No, neither do the bloody gambling companies. And, yeah, I think the Roosters are about $1, and the Cowboys I think are about $5 or $6. So it's,
yeah,
it's not looking good. The Cowboys have just been hot and cold. I really hope they do a number on these Roosters. All week I've been thinking that there's a good chance these guys could pull an upset here. The Cowboys have got it in them if a few of the boys stand up and get it over them.
Valentine Holmes moving back to the wing, that was his preferred spot when he played for the Sharks. He was very good there. He's good there when he plays for Queensland as well.
Yeah, that should help. I mean, yeah, the workhorse Taumalolo, the meters he's getting at the moment are just inspirational. If I was the Broncos coach, I'd be showing a video of him and showing the stats and saying, just get me somewhere near that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be the battle of the meter eaters, Tedesco and Taumalolo tonight. But I want to mention the fact that you sent me a text message yesterday saying, Cam, I've got a challenge for you if the Cowboys win tomorrow. What is the challenge that you've got for me?
Well, I was thinking, you know, you're pretty confident there. The Roosters are going pretty good.
Yeah.
I think for the town of Isa here, it'd be good if, being generally a Broncos or Cowboys town, it'd be good if the Cowboys get up over the Roosters. We'd like to hear you sing the Cowboys song.
Done. I'll sing it live on air tomorrow if the Cowboys beat the Roosters. All right, thanks heaps for coming on this morning, Chris. Looking forward to the footy tonight. Should be an absolutely fantastic game. And I hope you bought a big box of tissues for this weekend when the Broncos get beaten again.
Well, really good. Have a good weekend, Ken.
Want more? Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.